1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Aldi is looking out for people because we know with SNAP benefits and all that stuff possibly going away next month, starting tomorrow, Aldi is putting together a meal plan for Thanksgiving at an affordable price, $40 to feed 10 people for Thanksgiving dinner. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can check out this full list of things you can get from them for only $40. And there's like a ton of different stuff that you can get. And they put not only the ingredient list together, but the concept of what you're supposed to make. And it's all based on serving size. But so feeding 10 people for only $40, that's pretty impressive. And there's just the list that they put together and the stuff that they've done really coming through for families. We're going to need this because a lot of people losing their benefits, most likely starting tomorrow. So definitely something to check out if you guys are looking to get in on some Thanksgiving dinner on a budget. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl in 45 on the Rocker. A record which is a must-have for collectors new and old is Blood, Sweat, and Tears' self-titled album. The 1970 Album of the Year is known for the great covers of Steve Winwood's Smiling Faces, Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child, and the popular hit Spinning Wheel, written by singer David Clayton Thomas. Although considered a rock band with horns, much like Chicago, the album topped the pop album Billboard chart at number one. Do yourself a solid and snag it today. This has been Vinyl in 45 on the Rocker.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go right.
1077 RKR, it's Mark Frankhouse, and it's time to check in with Catholic Charities and another great organization helping people here in Southwest Michigan, getting ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon at Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic Charities, so we're trying to raise $50,000 for their 50th year, and today I'm joined by Tony from Catholic Charities. Tony, welcome to the Rocker Morning Show. Thanks for being here again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we're so excited to be back with the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon. What are some of the ways the community can come together and support Catholic Charities as a whole? So in 2075, we can celebrate the 100-year anniversary.
Yes. So one of the biggest things that they can do is, like I said, is they can participate in a variety of ways, whether that's donating, volunteering, or just helping bring awareness to individuals that maybe are in need of our support. The other thing that they can do is when we have events, whether it be the Radiothon, whether it be the St. Nicholas raffle, whether it be open houses that we've held at our various locations, coming and learning about the programming and being advocates for the program as well. I think once people come in and they understand a little bit better about what we do, it's easier for them to go out and then spread that because we're a small organization. So we need everybody to be very vocal advocates for us.
And tell us a little bit about that St. Nicholas raffle that's going down this year.
Yes. So the St. Nicholas raffle is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It is held every year on December 6th. This year that falls on a Saturday. The St. Nicholas raffle is going to be at the Kalamazoo Country Club this year. Raffle tickets and tickets for the event are on sale now, and they can find out additional information on that at ccdok.org.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And if you want to be a part of a big change here in Southwest Michigan and help support your community, visit ccdok.org and come to Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon from sunup till sundown. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We have got a chance for you and a friend to fly out to Las Vegas and see Def Leppard at the Coliseum. Not only that, but we're going to put you and a friend in the Flamingo for two nights, and we're going to give you $500 on top of it. There are tons of different ways that you can get in on this flyaway right now. Get signed up on the 1077 RKR app or WRKR.com. Click that Def Leppard button. But we're going to be giving you code words at 10, 2, 5, and 8 to quadruple your chances every single day to win this flyaway. We've already sent our friend Nikki from Battle Creek all the way out to Las Vegas to see you two at Sphere. We want to hook you up with these Def Leppard tickets. So make sure to get on these code words, 10, 2, 5, and 8, all day today. And lots of different ways to get signed up right now on the 1077 RKR app. We're going to announce our workplace of the week in about 20 minutes on 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Time to get this party started as we are welcomed into the studio once again with Zoe Turner from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this week?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I am just slamming and jamming. It's happy Halloween all around.
Woo,
I'm excited for this. This is we barely ever get Halloween's on Friday. So
I know, right?
It's a lot more fun when you do it on the weekend. I know kids are probably happy about it, too, because I don't know. When I was a kid growing up, and we had Halloween during the weekday, my parents were like, oh, you gotta get a little home a little early. It's like, come on, dude. It's like this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, right? It's a fun day.
Right, exactly. You don't got to wake up early tomorrow, though, so everything's good. Tell me about what's going on at BC Pizza Kalamazoo, because I know you got some big things coming up next week.
Yeah, so we have... Today is the end of the book bite that we've been doing with Jonathan Rand. So all of those coupons we've been handing out per order, make sure you redeem them by today at the Portage Public Library. And then come back November 4th to our little pizza shop from 5 to 7, and we're going to have him be signing books. We're also going to have a pizza buffet that night.
That's super cool. And he did all those, like, Michigan chillers, which was basically, like, goosebumps, but specifically for Michigan.
Yeah, so it's really fun. It holds a near and dear to my heart. I grew up loving Goosebumps, so it's been fun to do a little bit of reading of, like, our Michigan stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. You got the Creepy Clowns of Kalamazoo. That's one of my personal favorites of his. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of different cities that he does with his books, though, which is super cool. Tuesday, he's going to be out there, right, signing?
Yes, Tuesday from 5 to 7 and come out for the pizza buffet. And
that's going on. That's pretty much every single day, right? You guys have that?
Yeah. Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 to 7. But this coming Tuesday is special because we're going to have one at night for when he's coming to sign. So people can have book signing and pizza.
Beautiful. That's a crucial combination.
I agree. And also, when you are there, if your child or your child comes, make sure to put your school in this little box he's going to bring. It looks like a suggestion box. And he's going to do a free school visit to each school that's in there.
That is super rad.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I know every week you do a featured pizza. So I want to know what the featured pizza is going to be for this week.
It is spicy Philly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it comes with our homemade Southwest sauce, which is basically a Chipotle ranch.
Yeah.
Our homemade... And hand shred mozzarella. So sorry.
Delicious.
Stumbling over my words. And then we have our sliced steak, mushroom, onion, green pepper, American cheese, and a little more sauce.
That's what's
so good.
Super delicious. So make sure you guys get in and get in on that special pizza because you guys come up with a lot of great combinations. But that Philly, super slap
it
city.
It is really good. It's so good. I lived on the East Coast for 3 years.
And
it's not the same, but I will say it's a good ode to it, you know?
Well, you can't put a pizza in a brown bag, you know?
Oh, man, nah.
So you got to deal with what you can do. You also do Workplace of the Week with us. We want to support workplaces who are jamming the rocker while you're at work. We want to give back to you guys. That's why we partnered with BC Pizza Kalamazoo to announce our new Workplace of the Week winner. So, Zoe, hit them up with that new Workplace of the Week winner for this week.
It is Stacy Gwynn from Michigan Youth Challenge Academy in Battle Creek.
Hey, Stacy, congratulations.
Woo!
And everybody over there for supporting and winning Workplace of the Week. You guys are going to be getting thrown a pizza party. And if you guys want to get your workplace a pizza party, it's as simple as clicking the Workplace button on the 1077 RKR app and at WRKR.com. And we'll announce a new Workplace of the Week winner when Zoe returns and hangs out with us next Friday. I think it's time for a spooky beer.
Oh, yeah. Real spooky.
I don't know if it's spooky flavored, but I know we can pretend, and that's all we need to do on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we have a Ghostbuster, because I'm sure there's a ghost in that can.
Yes. I ain't afraid of no hops.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, baby!
Woo!
We got a full house And it is back, the Woo Crew in full effect. It's Halloween, and it's time to crack this first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. Jake's back in the building. What up, buddy?
Oh, man. It is Halloween. And on Halloween, sometimes you get treats and sometimes you get tricks. And today, I brought with me Tricky Prick.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah. The namesake is, you know, after good old Tricky Dick there. But Tricky Prick is a fruited wheat ale that we use prickly pear in here. And this one's a ton of fun. And
very good.
Super excited to have this beer today. I thought this is a perfect fit for Halloween. Let's go. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Huh?
Yeah,
woohoo. And I'm wearing a shirt that says thirsty. So it explains where I'm starting from today.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a blast of fruit.
It really is. Man, that is a really unique tasting beer. This is not one that we have too often.
No, this one's not on very often. So this is kind of a random, like, rotational beer for us that we get on usually towards the end of summer sometime, but super excited about this one. I love this beer. It's a lot of fun to just it's an easy drinker. It's pretty light, and I think that in particular, Presidential Brewing Company does fruited beer pretty well.
Yeah, the balance, I would agree. I'd say the balance of the sweetness and the tartness really flow really well together. Because it comes right at you. And you just taste that fruit right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got such a smooth aftertaste to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. So today is Halloween, and I know that you're all looking for a reason to have a beer before you have to take your kids trick-or-treating.
Yes.
If you come out and see us today, you can get your first pint of Tricky Prick for 50% off. And on top of all that, if you come out today, there's going to be a special duo bartending between 5 and 8 p.m. tonight. That's me and Kaylee. We never bartend. So, POTUS and FLOTUS tonight. We're gonna be dressed up. We're gonna be slinging beers behind the bar, and it's gonna be some fun. On top of all that, if you show up in costume, you'll get your first beer for just $1.
Wow! Whoa.
But your costume better not suck. If you show up and you're like, I'm an everyday consumer, I'm going to send you out of the door.
Yeah. Well, you know, my costume is a dude's kicking your ass out of here. Get packed with a costume.
Yeah.
Can they double up on that offer then?
So the first
beer is $1.
Yeah, get this one for half off, get some other beer for $1, life will be good.
Dude, that is a legendary combo right there. So how did the scaryoke go the other day?
Scaryoke was awesome. It was full house, and there were so many costumes. Everybody's there, dressed to the gills. There were like a whole team. There's Bert and Ernie were hanging out. There were a lot of different setups, and it was fun. We had a great night. So many people singing karaoke. We're going to do some more stuff like that. That was a good time.
That's awesome. So are you going to be dressed up tonight as your bartender?
Oh yeah, I'm dressed up tonight.
All right. Sweet. You were telling me you were having some animosity towards my hot dog costume.
Oh,
you lost. It's bringing up some, if you want some on-air therapy, go for it. You can just vent your anger.
David, if you're listening, I've still never forgiven you.
He lost a costume contest to a weenie.
Yeah.
That's BS.
I put all that work in. The hot dog costume takes it away from me.
Dude, I know the feeling. It's just
Halloween, I tell you.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but now I own a brewery, so.
Exactly.
Life is pretty good.
Who's the loser now, David?
Song, David.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! This is unhinged today, guys. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this next week. I think I think a sinkhole might swallow us up and be like, "Well, that was the best one you ever did." Bye. No, you guys are doing awesome things over there. We got coming up. I know in a couple of weeks, a matter of weeks, actually, we are 3 weeks away from the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon that we're doing over there at Presidential Brewing Company. That's going to be a blast as well. November 21st to Friday. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we pair up with our breakfast all day event. So we'll open at 6 in the morning. Woo-hoo! By the way, You know, us brewery people, we don't really like 6 in the morning all that much, but we're doing it for you guys. So get out there, have some breakfast with us all day long. Cool special menu. We're going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Heck yeah. If you guys want a foot in the door, we're going to help you with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7. You're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company as we cheers this first beer of the Spooky Dookie Weekend. Yeah.
Cheers.